right, in the middle of the Roundhouse in Derby. Just sat down and ate a stupendous amount of cheese, because apparently it's meant to cut through the beer. And all I feel now is I've had too much beer and too much cheese. Nevertheless, sat next to me, unusually, not unusual to be sitting next to me, but unusual in a place like this, two ladies, because the proportion of men to ladies, what do you think the proportion is?
80% of men to 20% of ladies.
See, you're being generous, I think, but you're probably, now, as we're getting later into the day, I reckon you're right. So, what's your name?
Kelly.
Kelly. What's your name?
Amanda.
And you're saying you only come to these kind of events once a year?
Yes. Yeah, because it's just in Derby. We're coming in the internet and it's...
So you're not normal real ale drinkers?
Not usually, no.
In fact, you're not even drinking real ale now?
No, cider. I have had some ale, but I'm on cider at the moment.
So are you pacing yourself, or just deciding to have a break from real ale? Or
a break from real ale.
But normally, what do you drink?
I'm normally a wine drinker.
Yeah, wine or spirits.
Well, same as me, actually. I must admit, wine or spirits. But if I'm in a pub, and there isn't... Because you can't trust the wine normally, and spirits are normally, like, too expensive. So I'll always go for the real ale myself if I can. This kind of environment, it feels different to a pub to me. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
I think the atmosphere is quite nice, but we were saying that we kind of need some background music.
Probably some background music, because to me it's nice chatting, but sometimes it falls a bit flat.
I think that if it had background music here, it would have to be a folk band in the corner.
A live band, which is obviously coming on later as well.
So maybe we should have a word with Cameron and say, let's have local real ale and local real folk bands.
Yeah, we're bands, local bands. Yeah,
good for that. That would probably pull even more of a crowd.
I would think,
definitely. Definitely. Cool. Well, it's kind of nice to get a very small glimpse. If, for example, you realised that drinks were going to become mass-produced across the whole board, and it was either going to be join some kind of camera or saving of real ale club or not, do you think you'd actually join camera or somebody where it looked like they were going to keep the history of drinks and natural drinks going?
Yeah, because I think there's obviously some history in that as well, and how they're made and that kind of thing. Yeah, it's nice.
I think it brings like a whole kind of community of different people together, because we would normally probably not go to these places, like, obviously once a month or something, but every year it's nice to have a change and experience something different.
I have to agree. I must say that I should probably stop interviewing right away, because I'm already finding it difficult to find my words. I think they've already gone to the bar to grab another one. What will your next drink be?
We're going to go find some ale.
Light or dark?
Light.
Both light. There's some awesome real light ales here, though. But what is it about an ale over a lager, for example?
It's not as fizzy.
No, it's definitely not as fizzy. It's nicer. It's a bit smoother.
Flavours as well, for me.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay, thanks a lot, guys. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.